America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But right now, I have to give credit to WFAN's very own Sean Morash. Sean was inspired to put together a Mets playoff berth audio package. And I thought it was a brilliant idea. And I said, Sean, I appreciate that, but I can't be a part of this because the Mets haven't clinched the playoff. And Sean said, don't worry, I'm going to work on it. And then when they clinch a playoff spot, I think you'll get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. And now that the Mets have clinched the playoff spot, I want to thank Sean Morash. I want to thank the great Paul Arzuman.
That's right.
Who also put it together. And I want to present it to the audience. Does it need any intro or any kind words you want to say before we play it?
I would just say congratulations, Met fans. Eat your heart out the year that was on WFAN.
Mm. Here we go. Let's take it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
This Mets team is one of the most frustrating teams you've ever seen.
And this is part of a locker room culture problem, if you ask me.
The reason why I would trade Pete Alonso if I'm the Mets is because I believe his presence is preventing their true leader, their true captain, from taking the reins of that clubhouse. And with Pete there, I don't believe Nimmo can truly take over the reins of this team, which I think he has to do for this team to have the ultimate success.
Oh my God, it is unbelievable.
Oh my God, todo lo malo echado para allá.
This year was not going to be anything for them anyway. David Stearns knew it. Steve Cohen knew it. Steve Cohen told us before the offseason that they weren't going to do anything in the offseason, and nobody believed them. So that's what's happened. Now, they're way worse than I think anybody expected.
Mookie's actually been really good on this, where the Mets, every time they've had these little hiccups throughout the season, they haven't let go of the rope. And that's why I started with, I think they've let go of the rope.
No way. Oh, my God.
You want Lindor? How much of his contract do I have to eat? You want McNeil? Take him. He stinks. You want Diaz? I respect him. I'm not trying to diss him. Not the same guy. Go. You want Nimmo? Take him.
This group here and this core here and what we're watching now will be gone. Will be gone in the offseason. It'll be gone at the trade deadline. This is going to be a full-blown colon cleanse of this organization.
Colon cleanse.
By David Stearns. And it better be. Let's put it that way. It better be. Because if it's not, then what the hell are we doing?
The Mets season is over. They are done. They are boring. They stink. Everybody knows it. Now it's time to act on that.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
Oh, my God. Todo lo malo echado.
Swing and a high fly ball, well hit right center. Harris going back. It's on the way. It is gone. Francisco Lindor has an MVP moment. He has just put the Mets back on top. 8-7. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball, slowly hit to short. Waiting on it, Lindor. He's got it. Throws to first. Put it in the box. Diaz slams the glove down. He is pounced on by Alvarez. And the New York Mets are headed to postseason play.
Wow. Wow. Sean, I am so proud of you. Lukey, that was an amazing piece he put together. And you know what? Including yourself in that, I respect.
Well, yeah.
I respect
everybody's got to be held accountable.
Wow. Even Tiki was in it.
What did I say?
I forgot.
The Mets are the most frustrating team I've ever seen.
I mean, that's not ever seen. I said they're incredibly frustrating.
I mean, he's not wrong about
that. The Mets team is one of the most frustrating teams you've ever seen.
One of the most frustrating teams you've ever seen.
Oh, so not you.
Exactly.
Everybody else.
I'm a Met fan. Why do I care?
Of all those clips, I think Tiki came across okay because everything he said was true. It was, they weren't frustrating. That was very well done.
I don't hate the Mets, nor am I trolling on them. They were frustrating.
No,
I don't hate him either. I like Carlos Mendoza.
I do too. After, especially after meeting him. I really like Carlos Mendoza.
But I think that piece really, that's this radio station. We've heard from callers, people on social media. If you email the Rico Bronya, people thought the Mets punted in the offseason.
Well, you don't forget that. I hated hearing that, Loogie. That was always stupid to me.
Then we know how the start they got off to. And to my calculation, the season ended, I don't know, 750 times. Mm-hmm. We stuck with it. This team is different, Evan. I know you don't have to apologize to Gelbs, but you'd have to admit, this team showed guts and heart today. That loss, or that game, excuse me, that they beat the Braves there, they lose that game a lot in their history. This team did not do that.
I think that, you know, okay, so there's two little angles to this, stories to this. They ended up having a much better season than everyone on this radio station thought, okay? Mm-hmm. They got themselves back into it. They were 11 games under. Even before that, the expectations coming in were not good. I thought they would be decent. I thought they would be better than people thought. I never looked at it as a punt off season. When they got to 11 games under 500, they challenged all of us to actually think, can they get out of this? And to their credit, they were able to do it.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.